Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Poor little Millie Moffat was run over and killed in the park this afternoon. What she was doing there, I haven't the faintest idea. But for some reason, Stella Bronson's terribly upset over it. She rang me and said I had to see her. When she arrived, she badly wanted Uncle Tressida, Harry Palmer, and me to confront Millie Moffat, Stella, and my husband. She said Millie had something to tell us that would clear Jeff of this dreadful embezzling charge. Oh, really, I don't know what's going on. If only Uncle Tressida would get home. After this, Marcia, I don't suppose there's much point in staying here.
But you must have known about the accident. It was in the early edition.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Marcia, please. I'm not demented.
What was Millie going to tell us?
Never mind. It'll sound utterly ridiculous now. Jeff's been saying it himself all along without being believed.
Saying what? Oh, don't be so oblique, Stella.
He's been saying that he didn't steal a penny and that Harry Palmer did.
But that's as clumsy and as absurd as the way Jeff went about his embezzling. Now, please, I can't bear to talk about it to you or anyone else. I suppose you... Oh, well, never mind.
What?
You'll be seeing Jeff tonight?
I'll be speaking to him on the phone. If it's any comfort to you, Marcia, the man absolutely refuses to see me anywhere alone.
Oh, I thought... Anyway, you might tell him there are two or three letters for him.
Do you want me to take them?
They're not here. They're at the flat.
Oh, I'll tell him. Good night.
Night. Oh, some of his shirts came back from the laundry.
Shall I tell him that, too?
You may as well.
Well, since I seem to be the go-between, could I take him a personal message? Good luck with his trial, possibly? Or a word or two of love?
Is that supposed to be funny, Bronson?
That's not what I'd laugh at. But I can't account for your sense of humor.
You know what I'm trying to say. You have to rub it in.
This is something I won't be oblique about, Marcia. I think I know what you're going through. But as far as I'm concerned, you deserve it 10 times over. Jeff, a thief? You should be kicked for letting it enter your head. And I'll find my own way out, thanks.
Thanks, Stella. Where are some shirts? I'll pick them up early in the morning when there's no chance of running into Marcia.
Jeff, you know about hunting through Palmer's flat for that letterhead paper?
Yeah.
Well, tonight will be my last chance. Because after Marcia's told Palmer about, you know, Millie Moffat.
Yes. Yes, I know. He'll realize just where you stand.
He'll know I've been taking him for a ride.
So it's tonight or never?
I'm going over to his flat straight away.
I only hope you find him home. Someone at the door. I'd better hang up. Good luck tonight.
Bye.
I'm receiving in the dressing gown tonight. I don't care who it is. Good Lord. Marcia.
Hello, Jeff. I had to come past, so I thought I'd bring you these.
You coming in?
Well,
You may as well. No sense in standing in the doorway, eh? Thanks for the shirts. I was running low. Excuse me while I glance at these letters, will you?
Yes.
That's a bill. So is that. This one's from the bank. Listen to this, Marcia. I've had several of these from one firm or another. Will I please close my account without delay? You'll no doubt appreciate the bank's position, and a reply by return of mail will be expected. Know yours faithfully, just the signature. Don't fool about, do they?
But, Jeff, I'm going quite silly thinking about all this. Why don't you come to your senses? Uncle Chesed is not hard, really. If only you'd go to him and admit what you did...
Just a minute,
no, I won't stop. If you admit it and stop telling idiotic lies and following Harry Palmer around to beat him up,
Jeff, Uncle Tressida would call off the prosecution and give you enough money to get out of the country. I know he would.
Well, that's very, very decent of him.
But surely you don't want to go to prison.
Why, my dear little wife, I can barely wait.
Oh, you don't have to be hateful, Jeff.
No, no. I should get down on my knees, I suppose, and say thanks very much. Does your uncle know you're here?
No.
Why are you here? The shirts and the bills were just an excuse.
I can't bear the thought of you in jail. That's why. Is that so terrible?
That's fine. What's terrible to me is being asked to own up to something I haven't done by my wife, who's already starting to run about with the son of 40 thieves who's put me in this position.
I've only seen him once or twice.
But you know who I mean.
Jeff, I'm here to plead with you. What sort of man are you? You think more of Stella Bronson than you do of me? You stick to a story any schoolboy could improve on, and even when we're willing to let you off, you won't accept it. What's gone wrong with you?
What's gone wrong with me? Listen, Marcia. Do you know who was with Millie Moffat when she was run over this afternoon?
Who?
Harry Palmer. And Millie was the one who was going to get me out of this mess. Doesn't that add up to you?
I don't... Oh, I can't believe she had anything to tell.
Oh, this will get us nowhere. You'd better go wherever you're going, I think.
You want me to go?
If you don't mind.
All right. I'm sorry if I've upset you. I didn't want to, really. Is there anything you need? This poky little hotel must be horrible for you.
It's all I can afford, and anyway, people out on bail aren't quite very welcome in some pubs.
Do you need any money?
You surely haven't forgotten. I'm supposed to have £1,800 of your uncle's tucked away.
I haven't forgotten. I only wish I could. Oh, Jeff, why did this have to happen? If only we could go back. Such a little while.
Get out of here, Marcia. Get out of here quickly before I lose my grip.
Goodbye. I won't trouble you again. I thought you'd be feeling pretty rotten, Harry, about poor little Millie. So here I am. Tell me to clear off if you want to.
No, I'm glad you're here.
Must have been ghastly.
Ghastly isn't the word. I tried to stop her, Stella. I tried to, but she wouldn't listen. We'd been arguing. I told her I wouldn't be seeing much of her in future, and she flew into a flap and fairly leapt from the car.
Oh, don't talk about it. You heard from Marcia this evening?
No. Why should I?
I was only thinking of Millie.
Wish I could think of something else.
Where are you going?
Can't be a minute. I want to change to something cooler.
It'll be about 3 minutes. Not long enough. I can do something. Now, where's his kitchen? I'm going to want something he hasn't any of. Tea. Tons. Ginger beer. Good Lord, all this gin. No coffee.
What the deuce are you, Stella?
Here in the kitchen.
Oh, what are you after, a noggin? This tub's gin.
Well, I have a sudden terrific urge for some coffee. And it wouldn't do you any harm, either. But I don't see any.
Coffee? Oh, I might, I think.
Oh. Would you like me to bolt down to the corner and buy some?
No, I'll go.
Oh. You sure you don't mind?
For you, Petal, I'd do anything. Give me 5 minutes.
I'll get the percolator ready. That was crude, Bronson. But it worked. Now you've 5 minutes to whip through his desk and about 6 drawers. I only need one sheet of the beastly stuff. Just one sheet of Benny Buller's letterhead. Just one. I know you stole some, Palmer, you hound.
You up to?
I'm just admiring your desk. You must have flown.
I remember there's a tin of that powdered coffee right on the top shelf. Silly of me to forget.
Oh.
You can help me boil the water if you like.
That'll be fun.
Oh, excuse me, Stella. Hello? Oh, hello. I thought you might ring. Yes. Yes, I know. A shocking thing to happen. Oh, yes, there were any number of people about. What? What? She did. Now, listen, you're not pulling my leg. That's very interesting. Well, it's more than interesting. It's downright intriguing. You don't know how glad I am you told me. Yes, all right, sometime tomorrow. Yes, bye for now.
Anyone I know, Harry?
Well, yes.
That's a funny expression on your face, Mr. Palmer.
Stella, you didn't want any coffee, did you? You just wanted me out of the flat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What were you doing at my desk as I came in? What did you expect to find in the 5 minutes I should have been away?
Let go of my arm, you're hurting.
That's the general idea. Come on, what were you looking for? That was Marcia Pilgrim on the phone, and it seems you've been stringing me along. What were you after, Bronson?
Try to find out.
I'm just beginning to understand a thing or two. You've been on Jeff Pilgrim's team all along. You probably bailed him out yourself. Yes, and you fooled me into taking you for that drive the other night just so Pilgrim could follow us up and put on his act. And you were trying to arrange a little get-together tonight, weren't you? With Millie Moffat, the star turn, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And she'd have been the star turn, too.
Isn't it a shame it didn't come off? So you had to get into my desk tonight, eh? It was your last chance, knowing it wouldn't be long before Marcia tipped me off. Oh, come along, Stella. You'd better be sensible. What were you looking for?
I won't tell you. I won't. I don't care if you break my arm.
I shan't trouble. Too bad Marcia had to give you away. It wasn't a sheet or two of Benny Puller's letterhead, was it?
You...
Save it, gorgeous. Do you want to stay while we have a little bonfire? I've some papers we'll really have to burn.
Chance. And who said the devil looks after his own? Millie Moffat dead and Palmer on his guard. Oh, Jeff, what do we do now?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.